The Richmond Hospital was taking part in an emergency response drill. It involved first responders throughout Madison and neighboring counties who rehearsed their response to an accident at the Bluegrass Army Depot. As part of the exercise, hospital spokeswoman Jill Williams says they treated three victims of nerve gas.
This is a pretty long day and a pretty exciting, high-energy kind of day to prepare us for how we're going to handle an emergency situation.
Williams says the hospital has a new decontamination tent, which was set up just outside the emergency room. She says this was the first drill for the hospital's new emergency room director and clinical manager.
And that's where the majority of the patient population comes through, of course. So this is their first time experiencing the drill at all. So we have some very interesting dynamics this year that we haven't had in the past, which, you know, that's why it's such a great learning experience, and that's why we do these things.
A Bluegrass Army Depot drill is typically held each fall. The depot is among the last federal facilities to warehouse the nation's chemical weapons. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.